Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com, and welcome to this week's Just the Tip. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite sex books, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your own life. So let's get started with this week's Just the Tip. This excerpt is from one of my favorite all-time sex books, and I'll probably do multiple episodes from it. It's called The Erotic Mind by Jack Moran, PhD, who has since passed on. In addition to being an author, Jack Moran was also a private sex therapist. He saw tons of couples in his San Francisco office over many, many years, and lots of his teachings are developed out of his direct work with clients. So this passage is about warm sex, which is what he called the sex you end up having in long-term relationships to keep the fires going, and it's not necessarily the passionate hot sex when you first get together, but it still counts for something and it's still super valuable in your relationship. So he says about cultivating warm sex. My observations have consistently revealed an apparent contradiction. To preserve opportunities for lusty, passionate sex, most successful long-term couples develop the ability to enjoy warm sex. Rather than emphasizing focused intensity, warm sex revolves around calmer experiences of sensuality, affection, pleasure, and playful fun. Although warm sex usually includes genital stimulation, its goals are neither high arousal nor orgasm. Especially during periods when desire is relatively low, warm sex allows couples to maintain a physical bond and help them to continue perceiving each other in a sexual light. In my work, I have regularly been reminded how crucial this is. In fact, I haven't seen a couple, nor have any of the colleagues I've informally surveyed, who were able to rebuild a sexual connection after they have stopped thinking of each other in an erotic way for 5 or more years. End quote. So I chose this excerpt because not only is it a great reminder that all sex doesn't have to be super hot and volatile and passionate in order to create the beauty and sensuality and pleasure in a relationship, but this piece around thinking about one another as sexual beings being super important. And I think this is one of those things we overlook in long-term relationships, is to remind one another that we are not just roommates, we're not just life partners, but we're sexual beings together. And partly we believe that we are each responsible to cultivate our own sexuality and maintain our own identity as a sexual being and bring that into the relationship. But it's also important to think about your lover as a sexual being. And as you get into life's daily nitty-gritty and to-do lists, it can be hard to think about one another as sexual beings, but it's so important. And here are a few strategies to do that. One is to remember the early days. Use the power of your memory and your imagination to remember what first attracted you to your lover, those first few moments when you saw one another naked, the first time you made love. Think about those early peak experiences often, and let those memories fill your body up with pleasure. This will remind you why you're together in the first place. It'll remind you what attracted you to one another, and it keeps that idea of one another as a sexual being in the forefront of your memory. And memories count. When you really go into a memory, your body experiences it anew. So use the power of your memories. Another strategy is to use the power of compliments. It is really important to compliment your lover, to draw attention to the things you find attractive and beautiful about one another, and say it out loud. So one of our strategies is whenever you have a positive thought about your lover, say it out loud, either directly to them or put it in an email or a text or a post-it note. However, you can externalize your positive thoughts about your lover do it. Because you'll find that the more often you compliment one another, the more it happens. You create this positive feedback loop, and one of you will start doing it, and then the other will start, and it gets into this really good positive cycle of compliments and praise for one another. And this can be a lifesaver in periods when you're not having so much passionate sex, but to remind one another why you're attracted to each other and why you love one another. A third strategy is to fantasize about your partner. So when you're in solo sex, or if you're in a long commute, whenever you use sexual fantasy, and if you don't, we highly recommend it. Whenever you fantasize, include your partner in that fantasy, and you can heighten elements here. Your partner can all of a sudden be a beautiful stripper on a stage, or a handsome king, or you can use the power of fantasy to heighten elements that you already love about your partner and make them larger than life, or create very extraordinary scenarios that you're in with your partner. But by including your partner in your fantasy life, you keep them sexualized in your head, and the next time you see them cooking eggs, you'll have a little memory of what you fantasized about, and it'll bring a smile to your face, and maybe then you go and show them some affection, and it just keeps that idea of your partner as a sexual being alive and well. So this is this week's Just the Tip, is to focus on maintaining your partner as a sexual being in your mind. And Jack Moran says not to let it go for 5 or more years or your relationship is doomed, but let's try not to let it get that long at all. What if we didn't let a month go by without having some vivid erotic thought about our partner? What would happen then? Give it a try and let us know. We always love to hear from you. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and hit the Ask Us Anything button to be in touch. And do yourself a favor and sign up for our weekly newsletter for your free weekly dose of erotic inspiration and free sex advice. You'll find the sign-up form at pleasuremechanics.com. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. We'll see you on Friday with our full Speaking of Sex episode. Cheers.